live from Wilton. The Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is back on the Voice of Connecticut, WICC 600 and 95.9.
We are very excited to welcome our next guest. Fire Chief Jim Blanchfield is here. And did I get your title right as well, though, Jim? Are you also in charge of emergency management?
That's right. So in addition to the fire chief, I'm also the emergency management director, and the police chief's the deputy emergency management director. So we work as a team.
That is awesome. Yes, that's I was going to say, and we're going to have the police chief on later. He had mentioned that you have both of those hats. So what don't you do
well
in the town?
I don't sing, so I won't be backing those guys up. That
all
was just
good.
Fantastic.
All right? Good,
so,
right?
No, it's a great job. Very fortunate to have it serve the people of Wilton. Very lucky to do that.
So are you from Wilton, or what brought you to Wilton?
No, so Connecticut. I grew up in Enfield, Connecticut.
Oh, nice.
Right across the street from a fire department. So literally that
was
my
meant
bus
to
stop
be.
As a kid. Well, you'd like to think that, but fast forward a million years. And I was volunteering in Trumbull. That was where I was volunteering as a fireman.
Really?
And a good friend of mine who was working down at Greenwich, she goes, you really should consider this as a career. I'm like, you know, I like volunteering this and that. And here we are 20 years later. So I've been with Wilton for about 20 years.
Wow. Right. What do you like about being in the fire service?
What don't I like? I can't, you know, obviously I'm biased, but I can't think of a better career for someone to at least consider. You think about what the entirety of the job can be really put together in two or three words. We're here to help you. And that's it. If you think about it, no matter what the emergency, no matter whether it's a hazardous material, whether it's medical, whether it's a fire, whether it's just public assist, who do they call? They call the fire department. So isn't that great that when you're at work, those are the calls that come in to help you? And every single day is different. So I wouldn't trade the last 20 years for anything.
How has it been serving Wilton, especially because you have experience in different firehouses?
Sure.
What is it like being in Wilton?
Well, Wilton, two things with that. The first is the support from the community itself, not just the residents, but the businesses and everybody. They really do appreciate what we do here, not just the fire department, but all emergency services. But as far as the response to Wilton, it's very dynamic. So if you think about it, as an example, Wilton only has about 25% of the town is covered by hydrants. The rest of it, there's no hydrants. So
wow.
We have to be very good at water supply. And most communities aren't like that. So, you know, Bridgeport, Fairfield, you have 90% coverage. So our firefighters have to be masters at pump operating and those sorts of things.
Well, that's interesting.
Right. In addition, you look at the town, the dynamic and the build out. We've got industry, we've got commercial, we've got small houses, big houses, we've got all sorts of different response profiles.
Right.
And so it's very interesting how that all plays out when you come to work in the morning.
And how are you guys with numbers? We always love to check to see how recruiting is going, because I know it's been... You know, well, for some communities, it's been a real challenge.
That's interesting. So what we did, I want to say, Melissa, about maybe it was about 5 years ago, we entered into what's called a consortium testing group. So we.
Oh, what's that?
So what it is it's Wilton, it's Fairfield, it's Westport, it's New Canaan, it's North Haven, and there's a few other towns, Stratford's in, Richfield's in. And so we all collectively do a test for a written test. And that's the first step towards bringing in firefighters. So we share that data.
Oh, cool.
And that way, and the advertising for that is fantastic and all of that. So we aren't in a position to say that recruiting's been poor. Our recruiting's been great.
Oh, that's awesome.
So literally for one opening, just specific to Wilton, I'll see 120 applications.
Really?
So it's, you know, it's very competitive to get a fire service job. And so
wow.
we've been fortunate that that's worked for us with our neighbors and us. And I think a lot of people see the town of Wilton, the fire department, that we're doing great things here.
Yeah.
So, you know, we see applicants.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's, again, very, like, competitive. Because, again, I was going to say, well, if people are interested, and you're like, well, it's great, but it's not a guarantee. That's incredible.
Well, so it's interesting you should say that. So last week I was doing at the middle school, they have a career day.
Oh,
and
sure.
So I was there for the fire service. Deputy Chief Cipolla was there for the police department. And that's the question that comes up. And you have to let people know that it's not a guarantee. There's a lot of steps to get there. You don't want everybody to put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak.
Right.
But if you're fortunate enough, if you work hard, and if that's what you want to do, you'll get there. And, you know, I can't speak enough about the profession and the firefighters that I work with.
That's incredible. And then as far as emergency management is concerned, how often are you having to kind of go back and make sure that Wilton is in a good place? Especially, I know we living, you know, not too far away from the water with, right. you know, storms and all that good stuff.
Every day.
So, every day.
Well, just go back 2 years ago, if you remember, in 24, the floods that hit Connecticut, those flash floods.
Are you kidding? Yeah.
So most of the attention in
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Most of the attention in the state was with, you were looking at Oxford, you were looking at
the Naugatuck Valley.
Terrible,
sure.
right? Awful damage there. Wilton had more damage in Fairfield County than any other town. We were
really?
Hit tremendously hard. Well, right here, right down, we parallel the Norwalk River.
Yeah.
There's another part in the east side of the state that floods, our east part of the town that floods out too. So we had an awful lot of work to do in a very short period of time. So
wow.
So the job of an emergency management director is boring in terms of it's planning, it's preparing, it's making sure that everybody has trained and they're ready for emergencies and you're always behind with it, but you do your best there.
Yeah, and when we need you, man, you're there.
Well, we try to be.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a really big deal. Well, Fire Chief Landfield, I want to thank you so much for what you do and for being here as part of our diner tour, first time being in Wilton. It's a real honor to meet you.
I think it's awesome you're here at Orms. Orms is fantastic. Our retirees come here for periodically. They're a big group get together. So big fan of Orms. Big fan of you guys.
Well, right back at you. Thank you so much, Chief. Appreciate it.
You bet.
We're going to be right back with the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour here at Orms Diner, stop number 3, in just a little bit.